Lesson 6 is called Coach Drill. I'm going to take you step by step through a drill passage, and I'm going to point out all the pronunciation changes as we do Dixie with a Texas dialect. We're going to use this basic East Central Texas dialect. I want you to remember to do the resonance and the lilt extensions. I wish I was in the land of cotton. Hear all those little extensions that are coming along with the lilt. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away. Look, of course, is a minor extension, and away is a reverse extension. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, that's the major, land where I was born. Major, born. Early on, one frosty morn. Look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Don't come through with the tongue on I was in Dixie. Why, in Dixie land, I'll take, there's the reverse, my stand, there's the major stand, to live and die in Dixie. Away, down south, in Dixie. I put it together in connected speech. Notice that some of the extensions I'm going to really stress and some of them I'm going to let go by without all that much notice. I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland where I was born early on frosty morn. Look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Away, in Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away, down south in Dixie. Well, I'm sort of a Gilbert and Sullivan fanatic, and I know that's usually done in standard British, but let's do it in standard Central East Texas. I am the very model of a modern major general. Before the N, general. I've information, reverse extension, mation, vegetable, animal, and mineral. By the way, I'm stressing them all here real hard. But as you heard a minute ago, when I go into the connected speech, I'm not going to go quite this far with everything because it has to be integrated into reality. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical from Marathon to Waterloo. In order, categorical. I'm very well acquainted too, there's the acquainted, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical, about binomial, push it forward, reverse extension, binomial theorem. I'm teeming with a lot of news, with many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beans, drop the G, beans, animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general. Connected speech again, not emphasizing everything quite so much. Up to speed. I am the very model of a modern major general. Of information vegetable, animal, and mineral, I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order, categorical. You can see as I slow down, categorical, it's going to dry out more. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news, with many cheerful facts about the square or the hypotenuse. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beans, animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general. And this is the end of the general coach drill, but we're now going to go into lesson 7, where we change this East Central Texas dialect into 3 other regions. Now, the actual pronunciations are not that different in the different regions of Texas dialect. The basic characteristics of this East Central sound that we were just doing was the presence of the intervowel lilt and this palatal resonance. Now, in order to change the dialect into a Houston style, basically the characteristics are the same. We're going to keep the intervowel lilt, but perhaps it's going to get a little more obvious, a little more blatant, and a little bit more distance in the up and down of the pitch. At the same time, for Houston, the back of the mouth is going to open a little bit more so that you're not really going to have the palatal resonance anymore. It's not going to be this twangy sound, but it's going to be a much more open sound, more like the Deep South. The lips will still stay forward. So instead of the sound, and I'm going to do a little Gilbert and Sullivan Mikado here, instead of the sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory, it's going to be much more open, still pushed forward, and a little bit more lilt. The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, "I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent." But fierce and bold and fiery gold, he glories all effulgent. "I mean to rule the earth as he the sky. We really know our worth, the sun and I." It's much more drawn out. It doesn't mean that everybody in Houston or Harris County area draws everything out, but in general, it's a little slower and a little bit more drawn out, still pushed forward into the lips. You're going to tend to have a little bit more lilt, a little bit more of the elongation, the pushed vowels or the reversed lilt extensions. "Ay, it's a great day. The moon is blue. See me ski." And "over the ocean." Really push those reverse extensions forward. Of course, this sounds fairly similar to a lot of Deep South sounds. The major difference is that you're still going to keep your R's, major, here, there, everywhere, as opposed to the Southern, major, here, there, everywhere, in some of the areas of the coastal South.
Now, the next dialect pattern we're going to do, the next regional difference, is the one that you might associate with the speech pattern of former President Lyndon Baines Johnson, who would say, "My fellow Americans." You can hear a kind of a deeper, more bass sort of sound here in the Southwest Texas dialect around the largest big city in that area, probably being San Angelo. The Southwest Texas dialect is one that definitely has, in a sense, a throaty resonance focus. It's not up there on the soft palate. It's definitely down deeper into the throat. Now, anytime you have any kind of a throaty resonance, you got to be careful that you don't pull down with a lot of force or push your vocal folds together with a lot of tension. What I want you to do is put a thumb on one side of your larynx or voice box and 2 or 3 fingers opposing it on the other side. And very, very slowly and without much tension, just lower the entire laryngeal structure. Pull down and monitor with your fingers and see if you can feel that whole voice box just pulling down slightly. Not a lot of tension in there, just enough to get that kind of throat focus on the sound. Now, one of the other things that happens when you go down to that part of Texas is that the lips loosen up a little bit so they're not pushed forward the way they were in the East and Central area and in the Houston area. And most of that focus of the sound comes toward the back of the mouth and down there and throat a little bit. The lilt levels out a little bit. Instead of getting that real 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're going to kind of get a more of a clipped sound, even though that internal vowel lilt's still there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can still hear it. 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3. It's still not flat. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, but 1, 2, 3. Now, once that flattens out there and you get that kind of much more throaty resonance, you're going to have a much less pitch movement, and it's going to sound almost monotone. The sun, whose rays are all blaze with ever-living glory, does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, "I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent," but fierce and bold and fiery gold, he glories all fulgent. I mean to rule the earth as he the sky. We really know our worth, the sun and I. Again, the pronunciations are fairly similar to what they were in the other. Now, the Texas Trilogy by Preston Jones takes place in this part of Texas, in around the towns around San Angelo area. And lots of times in Hollywood and other parts of the country, I've coached productions of the Texas Trilogy. And one of the realities of dialect acting is that you sometimes have to make occasional modifications. Now, if you go into that real stereotypic West Texas dialect with very little pitch change and all that throat sound in it, you're going to have some awful boring characters talking for a 2 hour or 2.5 hour play. So frequently, I will suggest that Southwest Texas sound be modified a little bit and perhaps be given a little bit more lilt than it normally would in reality, and extend those internal vowel lilts just a little bit more so that it doesn't give that monotone impression, and don't go too far with that pulling down into the throat. Of course, you and your director can make the decision based on the specific needs of the character of exactly what is going to work for you in your particular role. Now, the last of the dialect areas of Texas we're going to talk about here is going to be the Panhandle up in the Lubbock and Amarillo areas. Now, again, not everybody up in the Panhandle talks like this, but the sound that's kind of come to be known as Panhandle speech has got a kind of a strange combination of resonances to it. The voice box or the larynx does pretty much the same thing that it did in the Southwest Texas where it was down there. But at the same time, the velum or soft palate comes down, and you kind of get a little of that sound actually coming up into the nose. And it really actually nasalizes. At the same time that it nasalizes, there's this strange Panhandle phenomenon. Again, not with everybody, but with some people there. Of the front of the nose, the nostrils kind of pinching together a little bit so that the sound comes up into the nose over the velum in the back, but it doesn't quite get out through the front all the way through a clear passage because those nostrils are pinched together. It's very, very strange. So again, the combination is this: lowering the larynx slightly, like you did in the Southwest Texas pattern, opening up the nose to let some of the sand go in through the nose, and then kind of scrunching the nose up in the front to inhibit the free passage of the air through. The sun, whose rays are all blaze with ever-living glory, does not deny his majesty. We scorn to tell a story. He don't exclaim, "I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent," but fierce and bold and fiery gold, he glories all fulgent. I mean to rule the earth as he the sky. We really know our worth, the sun and I. So there are some of your basic variations from the pattern. The Houston area having a little bit more of a lilt, a little bit less of the palatal resonance in the pushed forward lips. The Southwest Texas taking down the voice box or the larynx and focusing down a little bit more into the throat, while the lilt is shortened a little bit, getting a little bit more staccato and less pitch movement. And that Panhandle phenomenon of the speech staying low in the throat, but the nasality open up and the nostrils getting pushed forward in the front.
Let's go back and do this Gilbert and Sullivan once more, going back to that basic East Central pattern that we were doing earlier. The sun, whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory, does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, "I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent," but fierce and bold and fiery gold, he glories all effulgent. "I mean to rule the earth as he the sky. We really know our worth, the sun and I." Before saying goodbye to you, the last thing I want to talk about very, very briefly is the whole notion of integrating a new dialect into a total acting performance. There are some very stereotypic characteristics in all these Texas regional patterns, and the last thing you want to do is sound like somebody who's putting a dialect on. You don't want to say, "Good morning, here I am with my Texas dialect," but just talk normally as if you were a character who talks this way all the time. "Good morning. Here I am talking to you. I may have a Texas dialect, but basically I'm getting about my business of moment-to-moment acting." So you've got to perfect the technique of the dialect. You've got to get the muscles doing the movements. You've got to integrate the pronunciation changes into this total muscularity and into these lilts that we've been practicing. And then you have to, in a sense, throw away your consciousness of putting on the technique and just let your own inner life grow out and go out to the other actors and the audience's ears through these new tools and new muscularizations. I very much suggest that people be able to do this dialect, or any dialect, off the cuff in general conversation or improvisation, and that way, when they go into a script, they can have much more of a feeling of naturalness. So, with my benediction, go out and have at it with your Texas dialects.